Praying God's Will for One Another by Lynette Kittle, read by Candace McGarvey. Today's Bible verse is James 5, verse 16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Prayer is powerful and effective, and God's word tells us to pray for each other so that we can be healed of the wounds, hurts, disappointments, and failures suffered in a fallen world. Yet even in praying for one another, an effort seeming so selfless and noble, we can be tempted to be prideful and to follow our own thinking in how to pray for each other. In the Young Frankenstein episode of the sitcom King of Queens, the lead character, Doug Heffernan, played by Kevin James, starts seeing a therapist about his overeating habits. When his wife on the show, Carrie Heffernan, played by Leah Remini, sees the positive results occurring from his visits, she starts thinking of the ways she would like him to grow and improve in ways to make her life better. Her observances lead her to start passing notes to his therapist, pressuring him to direct her husband's counseling sessions in ways that will benefit her. As she sees noted improvements in Doug's behavior and attitudes, Carrie starts adding more and more items to her list of what she wants the counselor to address. How am I praying for others? While watching the show's storyline play out, it challenged me to examine myself to see how I'm praying for others. It encouraged me to ask myself if I ever attempt to use the same type of approach with God as Carrie did with Doug's therapist. Do I ever try to direct God through my prayers to do what I want Him to do in another's life instead of seeking His will in how to pray for them? Do I find myself asking God to lead my husband, children, coworkers, and friends in ways I want them to go? Likewise, how do I pray for my enemies, for those who hate me? Am I praying out of my own hurt and selfish desires for them, or am I really seeking to pray God's will for their lives? Scripture advises to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, Proverbs 3, verse 5. Yet, how often am I tempted to think I know better how to pray for someone? Still, Romans 12:3 warns us to not think more highly of ourselves than we ought. Of course, unlike the counselor, we can't push, bully, or twist God's arm to do what we think He should be doing in our lives. However, when we submit to His will in how to pray for them, our prayers have the potential to be powerful and effective in their lives. So how do we pray God's will for one another rather than our own? We can start by asking God to help us to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit in praying for one another. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Ephesians 6, verse 18. As well, we can filter our prayers for one another through God's Word by correctly handling His Word of Truth, 2 Timothy 2, verse 15, so that we are praying His will for them rather than our own.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.